You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Hey friends, Michael McIntyre here. Listen, just before this podcast, I wanted to make an announcement, let you know that we have a next level experience coming in December 2nd through the 4th right here in Dallas, Texas. I know a lot of y'all been asking about when the next one is, and there it is, December 2nd through the 4th. Look, just go to themichaelmcintyre.com and click on the link for next level experience and you can apply. It costs you nothing. At the end, if you want to bless us paying it forward, you're welcome to. It's an intensive. It's 3 days. It's not a conference. Each day builds on the next day. So it starts at Friday, December 2nd at 2:30 and goes to about 9:30 p.m. Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to about 9:30 p.m. Saturday night. And then Sunday, 8 a.m. to about 9:30 p.m. that night. It's intensive. It's transformative. It's Holy Spirit filled. It's to take your life to the next level. It's for those people whose lives are working. You might be in between jobs, in between relationships, but you want to go to the next level. You have a burning desire to. So check it out at themichaelmcintyre.com. That's the next level experience, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Apply now.
Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Michael McIntyre, your most humblest host here at the Next Level Podcast. And man, this is exciting. This is a first for our Next Level Podcast. This is a very, very first, and we're pleased to be able to do it. And we're very excited to have this special guest on here. Sheila Clanton and lives in Washington State. And she is amazing mother and wife and worker and soon to be wants to be entrepreneur. And she has submitted to this process and coming in. A lot of people always ask Stacy and I, what kind of coaching do you guys do, McIntyre? And, you know, people come to NLE and in different ways. And sometimes you see us online through Sean Bowles or what have you. And we want to let them know that our coaching is very holistic. In other words, we dive into the spiritual, we dive into our relational, we dive into the physical, and we dive into the financial. Everything's based on John 10:10, right? And so, you know, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life abundant. Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He came to save us. Yeah. So that's what we go on here. And so with that, we wanted to give this is the first time I've talked to Sheila since NLE, and that was done in August. But I got what I did, like we do with all of our coaching clients, is we have them fill out an accomplishment letter, because I think it's really important to get defined of what you want to get accomplished, right? And so Sheila did it, and we put it up out there for several different people who wanted coaching. And if you're wanting to do a live coaching with us, okay, go to our website at themichaelmcintyre.com and apply. And so we can possibly have you on here. And I got to tell you, it's really amazing that Sheila's doing this. So Sheila, welcome aboard the Next Level Podcast and taking it out there, because you are definitely next level. So how you doing, Sheila?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Awesome. That's really good. So you got kind of a big life going here. And when we put this out here, you responded. Why did you respond?
I will take any opportunity to learn more about myself and about life and to get knowledge on the things that I don't already have knowledge on. So an opportunity presented to me, I like to take those, because you never know. Could be the pivotal moment in my life that I need.
Well, come on. Well, that's good. I really appreciate you stepping into the gap and doing this. So, okay. First of all, you've been a Christian most of your life, I understand. Is that
yes.
right? Okay. And how old are you?
I am just about to turn 40 in December.
All right. So you're 39 still.
I'm 39.
Yeah. All right. All right. And you're married?
Yes.
And you've been married for 8 months, correct?
Yes.
All right. And how many children do you have?
Uh, two that are my biological children, and he has two that are his biological, none together.
Okay, so you got a blended marriage then. Yes. Okay, all right. And then, so your background is you've been a Christian ever since you were very young, and your current occupation is operations managers for a general contractor?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing business and operation management for majority of my career life. Okay. Grew up, my dad had his own company and I learned to do business with him. So, yeah,
that's good. It's
been quite a while.
I got it. And so do you have formal education?
I only have some college. I did not graduate with a degree.
Okay. And what does your husband do?
He works for the construction company that I work for.
Oh, okay. All right. So is that how you met?
Nope, we met playing softball.
That's right. And you're on a softball league, are you not?
Yes.
And what position do you play?
I am the utility player. I play everything, but my main positions are third base, outfield, or pitcher.
Nice. So you can throw that ball fast underhand.
Yeah.
You smoke it in there, don't you?
Yeah. You know it.
Do you ever bean anybody with it?
No.
That's good. That's good.
Take it out of the way.
All right. That's good. All right. So reading over your accomplishment letter, you know, one of the things you say is you want to contribute more income to your household. You know, you've been having challenges at work and also that you want to get maybe a side hustle here, a new job and get an extra $1,000 coming in a month. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so you also are going through an EMDR course, right? To where you can help people in trauma and stuff, so forth, triggering things.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm going through the therapy myself to take the reactive part out of the memories, I guess, of my traumatic past.
Yeah.
So that I can be more grounded in my everyday life.
Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. So here's my question is $1,000 a month. I don't know how much money you're making currently, but I imagine, you know, $1,000 a month, what would that make difference in your life?
The $1,000 would make up for the money that I'm not making at work that I was making at work.
Did they reduce your income, your salary?
No, my job, my responsibilities shifted quite a bit.
Okay.
Because our company has kind of gone into an emergency mode.
Gotcha.
So okay. It's really quite a complicated situation, where I don't really know my place now at the company, and the amount of things that I was spending my time with aren't necessarily my focus or my responsibility anymore.
All right. So with that, is your goal to get this EMDR business out there and start making money with that? Or what is your immediate thing that you feel that you can do? And are you looking for a new complete career or just a side hustle to replace that income you've lost?
To be honest, I believe that I might need to be looking at a completely new career path than I've been in, because I tend to burn out in this field no matter what company I work for. So it's kind of been, now that I've done it for a few different companies, it's becoming a pattern that this is not something I have longevity in.
I got you. And so you know this business very well, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Is there money to be made in this type of business?
Absolutely.
Okay. So have you thought about opening up your own business?
Yes.
Okay. What's that look like for you?
I know that, my history, my experience is majority in the construction industry, because that was my background with my, growing up and working for my dad's company. He was a supplier, so he wasn't a builder, but still in the construction realm. I don't feel passionate or connected to the why of the construction industry. Mm-hmm. So that's been an issue for me. But as far as like, I know business. And I need to be doing business somewhere that I'm passionate about, mm-hmm. and definitely connecting with humanity. That's really where my heartbeat is. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't yet figured out what exactly that looks like, because I feel like I have too many things that I really love. And I don't see where the like big opportunity is for me, where I would, it would be the best step for me to go that direction.
All right. That's good, Sheila. So here's what I would recommend to you. And this is, you know, the one thing I love that you are is coachable, and you came on here and submitted to this process. And that's one of the biggest things that Stacy and I want. We, you know, yes, we get paid a lot of money to coach people, but the reason we do, because we only take that if people are coachable, right? And because I don't want to waste my time, nor do I want to waste theirs. All right. So what you just said is really important. And I want our listeners to understand, because you've got to define what you want. And so, you know, the construction business, you know, that world, but it's not where your passion is. Right. And I get that. I get that. However, you've got a house full of kids. Yes. You got bills to pay. Yes. You got a mortgage probably, I assume, or rent, and you got utilities. And, you know, at some point, you know, you might want to have a new car or go to the movies and buy a steak dinner every now and then, right? You know, you want to live. Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know, and I love your passion for the humanity and to help out and do whatever that looks like. And so I want to dive into that. But first of all, I want you to know, you got to get your money right. Right. You can, you know, we all love Jesus. We all want to have, you know, pour into missions and do things and feed, you know, the people that need to be fed or whatever it is we need to do. We want to do that God puts on our heart. But we also need to make sure that our money is correct. And to get there to where you can have that clear eyed, okay, here's my vision. Here's my mission. And what I want to encourage you to do, Sheila, is you need to sit down and write out a vision statement and a mission statement for you. And maybe you and your husband, are you and your husband, I know you said your marriage is a little bit difficult right now, but have you guys been on team in the past?
We are pretty good teammates.
Okay.
I would say it's really just the everyday mundane things that get to us. But when it comes to being practical and getting on the same page and heading the same direction, we actually do that really well.
All right, good. That's great. So what I would say is, why don't you and your husband get together? Because the beautiful thing about being married and holy matrimony, you guys are in partnership 100%, right? Yeah. And so and you both have an equal vote in this partnership, and so it, which makes it a unique relationship. That's what God made it to be, is the holy matrimony and be in that. And so when you're in that, you need to pray together. Okay. If you don't, you need to, and he needs to be the spiritual leader in this family. And I pray that he is. But I know you guys come from different backgrounds as well. But what I would say is, okay, what is it that we want to, what is our mission? What is our vision for this family? What do we want to get accomplished? What do we do with the extra thousand? And I think, and not to $1,000 is $1,000. It's $12,000 extra a year. I get it. But I think you're shooting way too low. And I think with your ability, with your background, with your education in the business. And when I say education, you've got a PhD in general contracting in this business, in this world. You know this business. So what I would say is, if you're not happy where you're at, I would seek out a different opportunity. Get your resume together. You know, and or also, you know, and there's people out there that can put a resume together to really look good. But also, and that's just a fallback. But the first thing I'd say is, what about opening up your own business or a sub business in that field to where you can benefit? You know, every aspect of that business. I from the vendors to the suppliers to the buyers to the builders, you've got a really strong knowledge of that. And you're a strong woman. You have a great personality. You have a great presence. And I think what you need to do is come in there and say, okay, let's get with your husband. He knows the business too, does he not?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And how old is he?
He is 41.
All right. You guys are young. So, all right. Yeah. So what would it look like if you guys started your own construction business or general contractor or whatever it is that you do? What would that look like? Is that even doable? Is it on your radar? Have you thought about this?
We've thrown the idea around a few times because we both feel that we're putting in the amount of effort of people that actually run their own company rather than work for someone else. Mm-hmm. And we keep saying, man, if we're going to be spending this many hours or having this much stress over this business, you know, or taking on that much responsibility, we could be doing this for ourselves. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit slower to transition into things. I am up for an adventure at any time. Like, we could change things every other week, which you know, doesn't create a lot of stability. So I am trying to yield to his comfortability because he really is, I mean, I'll tell on myself. I mean, he really is the more stable one when it comes to longevity and consistency, especially when it comes to work. So, but yeah, we definitely discussed that a few times.
All right. So, all right. That's great. That's really good. I love your honesty. Look, in any marriage, you got to have one that's a risk taker. Okay. And then you have to have the other one that says, whoa, right. You do. Otherwise you guys spin out, right. You got to have, that's why God puts us together with generally our opposites. And so Sheila, I'm sure you're no exception. And I'm sure your husband keeps you grounded and otherwise you'd be on a new adventure every day. Right. And yes. So that, which is not good. And also not sitting there and not doing anything. Analyzers are good, but sometimes, you know, you can get paralysis by analysis, right? And so, you know, so you guys have to come to a happy medium. And what I would do is sit down with your husband, and this is really good, something for anybody out there that's got a husband or a wife like this, sit down there and say, okay, let's take a look at our risk tolerance. Okay, let's take a look at that. You know, are you one that, you know, and maybe you have a spectrum, you draw a spectrum, you know, one being, you know, we're going to put all our money under our mattress and sleep on it every night, so we know right where it is, to 10, to where we're going to go to Vegas and bet all on, you know, 23 red on a roulette table. And so where are we at on this spectrum? And then from there, okay, say, okay, what is it that we want? What do we truly want? What does our next 5 years look like? What does our next 90 days look like? What's the next 12 months look like? You know, we do 5 year letters a lot, but I also like to go in with a 90 day plan. All right. So what is it? Because I think if you bring this down to where you can bite size it, right? The old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You can't encompass the whole thing. When you look at a 5 year plan, sometimes it's way overwhelming and we then get paralyzed in that. So I want you to look at a 90 day, say, okay, what's your husband's name?
Dustin.
Okay, Dustin, let's take a look at this. I want to do this for 1 hour per week. Okay, give me 1 hour unconditional focus per week. Okay, and have your act together. You need to have it together. Maybe he has some homework, has it together, and you guys come together off campus. When I say that, out of the house. Okay, so there's no distractions, there's no kids, there's no phone, wash machines, you know, gardeners, whatever. Okay, somewhere either at a Starbucks or at a library, if they still have those nowadays, but somewhere quiet to where you guys can sit down there and say, okay, here's what we want to do. Let's establish three things at this meeting. Number one, our risk tolerance and why. And so, and have tension and have open discussion in this process. Second thing is, what is our vision? What do we want to do with our family? We're married. We have a blended marriage. Okay. That's difficult at best. Regular marriage is difficult, but you got a blended marriage. So you guys came in there both with your eyes wide open, right? Maybe, you know, and you got in here and thought, whoa, this is a little bit more than I thought about. Okay. That's okay. Okay. And you know, is your husband, is he walking in the same faith as you're walking?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you got Jesus in your life. All right. That's a huge thing. So, I would say, listen, you know, Dustin, I really want you to start taking the spiritual leadership role. Has he done that?
No, that's part of our different backgrounds.
Okay. All right. What church did he grow up in?
He grew up in an apostolic Pentecostal church.
Okay.
And
he's thrown a little fire around.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He left that denomination because it was very overbearing.
Yeah.
For him, it wasn't free. There wasn't that freedom in Christ feeling.
Right.
He's still finding his way back to what does God look like now? Because he grew up in it.
So do you guys go to church on Sunday or no?
Most of the time.
Okay. All right. And what kind of church is it? Just a Bible church?
Yeah. Non-denominational.
All right. And does he get fed there, do you think?
Yeah. He really enjoys it.
All right. Well, then you got this. Okay. This is good. Yes. This is so good. All right. So, because a lot of people don't have what you have. All right. So I just want you to know that what you have right here is good. So say, listen, here's our risk tolerance. Let's talk about that. What's yours? Here's mine, you know, and so get on the same page, and each one has to give a little, right? It's not just 100% take. You got to give, as you know, in marriage. All right. So what's our vision statement? Where do we want to be? One of the things is maybe are you guys praying together?
No.
Okay. All right. So maybe that's job one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is say, okay, let's start praying together, because there's nothing more powerful than a husband and wife getting on their knees in their secret place and crying out to the Lord. Nothing more powerful. Because if you love Jesus, and I know you do, your husband is a believer, okay, that goes right to the mercy seat, okay, and you ask God, you cry out to him, you pray over your family, you pray over your children, you pray over your marriage, you pray over your money, you pray over your body, you pray over each other, you pray over this relationship, because it's so important. All right. And so what I would encourage him to do is listen to some of my stuff. Okay. I don't know. You know, he might think I'm a whack job, crazy. And that's fine. But they said that a lot about people. So just, but have him come into that place and say, hey, and you know, I mean, Stacey and I, we pray together. Do we do it always? No, but we do pray together. And as a family, we do as well. But maybe say, listen, I've got an idea and I just want to submit it to you. What if we spent, you know, at least, you know, one day or 2 days a week praying together, just you and I, not for a long time, because I'm not a long time prayer. Okay. Now, he probably grew up in the Pentecostal where they sat there and they started praying in tongues and it went like on for a long time. And maybe he got burnt out. I like pithy prayers. Okay. And so, but say, listen, what I want to do is there a way that we can get together once a week and just pray together? And if you want to do it daily, that's up to you. That's great. But I want to, you know, hold hands. I want to get on our knees in our secret place and I want to pray out to the Lord. And we can do it for 5 minutes or we can do it for, you know, 30 minutes, whatever you want to do. But I think it's real important for us to do that together. All right. So you've got your risk spectrum, you've got your vision, you got your prayer time. Okay. And then say, okay, let's look at this here in this vision. Okay, I want the vision to include money. Okay, I want the vision to include how you see your family working together. And how old are your children?
His are 20 and 15, and mine are 15 and 12.
All right. So you guys got it going on. So that's a lot of teenagers, right? That's a lot of young people with ideals. And do they show up for church with you sometimes?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Very good. See, you're so blessed. All right. So I want you guys to imagine, use your imagination here. And what would it be like if you started your own business in the business that you're in now? What would that look like? And just fantasize about that and talk it out. What would be the pluses and what would be the minuses? How much money would it take? I mean, I think your business that you're in now is a very relational business. Right. So, you know, the general contractors, you know, the vendors, you know, the subcontractors. Yes.
Yes.
And you know who's good and you also know who's not good. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know, you know, what are you guys building? Is it homes, buildings, everything?
We're just doing residential remodels at this time.
Great. Yep. Great. All right. So, you know, think about that possibility. What does your husband do in the business?
He is a project manager as well as a lead on the job site. So he's doing it all.
And what do you do? Administrative or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm operations. So all right, we have the whole business just between me and him.
Yeah, you do. So, you know, have you guys talked about this and looked at this in a serious way or just kind of jokingly on the way to, you know, dinner?
I think it's just we've thrown it out because we know we could do it, but we have not had an actual serious discussion about it.
All right. Well, I think you should. And the only reason why, and I know that might not be your passion. I get that. And just know this, you know, sometimes we don't get to do our passions, right? I mean, Paul, when he would go preach the gospel, he had to every now and then stop and make a tent and sell it. Yeah. Probably didn't want to. I didn't enjoy all of it. Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he loved it, you know, but you know, sometimes he got provision and he was taken care of. And other times he had to stop and labor and probably sweat, you know, hard and then find somebody to buy the tent. Right. So, because he had a mission, did he not?
Yes.
Okay. So sometimes we have to, but the important thing is, Sheila, is we got to get our money right. And we always don't get to do what we want to do to get that money right. So, you know, you have to die to yourself. You got to say, okay, this is where I'm at. You know, I didn't think the insurance business was so sexy that I just had to jump in to be an insurance agent, you know, but it created massive amounts of wealth and I was good at it. right? Did I enjoy it? No, there's a lot of times I couldn't wait to get out of it, you know, and I sold the business, but it did fulfill a purpose for me. And there were some things I really enjoyed about it, but on the whole, no, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't glamorous. It wasn't sexy. It was very lucrative. And I got to bless a lot of people, but it was a lot of pain too. It was a lot of difficulty. It was a lot of heartache. It was hard. And so with that, though, now I'm doing what I really want to do in coaching and working and inspiring and speaking, and which I never, ever thought this is what I'd be doing, right? So I just think that you know, in that humanity sense that you have, I wouldn't sit there and focus completely on that. First of all, let's get your money right, all right? And whether that's a general contracting or starting a business or a subcontracting business, whatever it is, you know, let's take a look at the possibilities. And then we can follow up and say, okay, what is it? What is your top three list? And I know, you know, in your accomplishment letter, you said about your, you know, your ADHD gift that you can you know, do different things. And I get that. But let's concentrate on the top three superpowers that you and your husband have, because everybody has two or three superpowers. Okay. God gives us these gifts, whatever they are. And the beautiful thing is he doesn't take them away. He's a gift giver. Okay. Now, once you identify what your top three superpowers are, whatever those are, now we're going to dig into how do we get anointed in that process. All right. And a good friend of mine, Peter Lewis, said, the way you get anointed, McIntyre, is being and spending time with the anointed one, who is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah. Then we might sow into that, that process. So a seed, get in there and start, you know, getting other people around you, develop a mastermind group in that process, or even a focus group. All right. So I want you and your husband to be intentional, and everything is about intentional. Intentionality is important. What is your intentionality in this going forward? Is it to find, you know, to get 1,000 hours a month? Okay. But I think that is shooting way too low. I would rather see you guys get $10,000 extra a month. Okay. That's when you can start doing, okay, you got your business over here that's producing, you know, $150,000, $250,000 a year. Now you can step into your place where your mission work or your humanity or doing something, EMDR or, you know, heart, whatever it is that you want to do in his kingdom. And look, here's the other thing. Here's a, you know, note to everybody, you know, just because you're in general contractor construction or plumbing or in roofing or in, you know, a dance studio does not mean you can't have humanities and ministry in that business.
Agreed.
Because I think sometimes we get our blinders on because it's not, it doesn't say Jesus Christ, come in here to our general contracting company of Jesus Christ. And, you know, and we're going to teach you all about the Holy Spirit. That's not what it's about. And so is this land at all with you, Sheila?
Yes, absolutely. I think I've been running from the idea that I should probably just dig in deeper where I'm at and be intentional.
Yeah,
I, you know, with the $1,000 a month, it's like I wanted to just bring that in right now while I figure out where I want to go, rather than like, let's just make money where we're at. Mm-hmm. Because I've just been so, I guess, I've been very bored, to be honest. I have control over that. I know that make that better for my own self.
Yeah, and yes, and so. And let me just tell you this too, you and your husband getting together to understand your vision, mission, and, you know, your statement, your risk tolerance, and talking about those things is an adventure in itself. Okay. And that's a journey starting on that's going to get exciting. And just, let me just tell you this too, you know, we operate with, you know, in the faith of a God that produces suddenlies. Right? Suddenly he parts the Red Sea. Suddenly he heals people from leprosy. Suddenly he creates something, opportunity that never was there before. But he wants us to move. You know, I've coached a lot of people and say, well, McIntyre, I'm waiting on the Lord to move. Really? God's waiting on you to move so he can move in your life. You guys might start the biggest general contracting company in the history of the state of Washington. I don't know. But he's saying, come on, Sheila. Come on, Dustin. I've got this for you. And you're sitting there like, God, I want $1,000 a month. Really? What are you going to do? Get one extra mani and pedi a month? What the hell? Let's get with this program, sister. You know, I've given you everything. I've given you the ability. I've given you health. I've given you opportunity. So, and I don't know if that's the end goal that he has for you, but I know this, that it's all teed up for you.
Yeah, I see that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, all right, good. All right. So that's one assignment. So your first assignment is to sit there and get with your husband and get on the same page and say, listen, we need to give 1 hour a week. Okay. I know that you want to start having, you know, one date night per week, right? You know, and which is good. Maybe this is the start of that. You know, instead of being awkward sitting there and talking about the kids again, now you're going to switch this to something else. You know, let's come up with an idea. And, let's come up with this risk tolerance, vision, and mission. And what does it look like? How much money do we want? What are we going to do for the next 90 days? You know, I like to go 30, 60, 90. And that creates a what by when. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about your relationships with your children.
Okay.
All right. Cause I want to touch all this on here. All right. Describe that.
I had several seasons of my life where I was a single parent with my two sons. So we're really tight. My youngest calls us the tripod. but they're brilliant, really special, like old souls when they were born. I love their personalities. We get along really well. But I've also put in a lot of effort to just understand who they are as individuals. My youngest is a little quirky, has some differences in the way that he views the world. And it's, you know, been some work and to really understand him and be able to like interpret life for him so that he can be most successful. But in that I've grown as well. But my oldest is, his name is Grady. He's a sophomore in high school. And I'm just really proud of him right now. This summer, he was in a really, really dark place. He didn't want anything to do with God anymore and was exploring all kinds of just really dark corners of the world for himself and really just surrendered that to God and did what I could to keep him healthy, keep him eating food, get him outside, get sunlight, you know, knowing that if his brain is, you know, getting some kind of exercise and food, he's going to do well, and keeping him in around family that love him. So that he was really reminded of that. And, he just got baptized on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
To rededicate his life. Yeah. And he's just excelling. Like he wants to be a fighter pilot in the Navy, and he's just a really genuine, amazing guy. That's and my awesome. Youngest girl with his name is Spencer. He has some challenges. He was diagnosed with ODD, which is oppositional defiant disorder, but he's never presented that in any way that I've seen other kids described. It's really quite mild. I would say a lot of anxiety, but he has an interesting brain. It's similar to mine. So I understand him well, and he's just kind of like my little buddy, but he's really, he keeps rising to the occasion when we challenge him on how to learn, how to manage his own self and his emotions. He's really been working hard on that, and he's doing really well. He's in junior high.
Good. It's really good. All right. And, And so he's doing good, and he's a believer too. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so, and then Dustin's got two children, right?
Yes.
All right. And so one of them you're not in a great relationship with right now.
I've just only met her like one time because she was an adult at the time that we started dating.
Yeah.
And because he left his church community, mm-hmm. they don't really interact with him so much anymore.
That's hard.
So I don't know all of the story there. I haven't had any opportunity to connect with her one-on-one or to get to know her.
Have you reached out to her?
No, I don't even know how.
Okay. All right. So you guys don't know where she is?
Oh, we do. I mean, okay. I don't have her number.
Okay. And what does your husband say? What does Dustin say about this?
He's kind of just let it be that way. He'll reach out to her and make sure she knows, like, hey, I'm here, or, you know, can I take you to lunch for your birthday? Or he tries to invest there, but she's not really interested in that this time. Mm-hmm. At least from the information that I have, you know, like I said, I haven't been able to talk to her and know what it's like on her side.
Okay. So what would it look like if you did make the availability to talk to her?
Oh, I mean, I would love that. I feel like those are the kind of moments that I steward really well, that I bring a lot of grace and love to the mix, and also just make space for whatever the story is. Like, that's okay. I would definitely like that. We just recently went to Dustin's mom's birthday party, and this is the first time I've actually met all of his family.
Okay.
I've never met them before. But of course, you know, his ex-wife and daughter weren't there.
Sure. So how was it? Mm-hmm. How was meeting all his family? How'd that go?
I was actually surprised. I had a different idea of what it would go like, and they were very phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah, very loving.
Good. Thank you, Jesus. The amazing thing is we make up a lot of stuff that's not even true. Right. And so all of a sudden we start making the stuff up. You know, I think it's the enemy trying to tell us lies. And so all of a sudden we make up all this stuff, and then you get there and the reality is they're really nice people and you had no idea. Maybe it was some insecurities you were going in with, you know, who knows? I don't know. But maybe it was just some things, maybe the way Dustin presented them too. I mean, maybe he's got some issues, but you know, his baggage is not your baggage, you know, and what his, you know, his past. And what I would say to Dustin is, listen, you know, your past doesn't define you. And let's bring this together. I would encourage you to make an assertive effort to meet with his daughter.
You know, yeah.
Step out of that comfort zone. And how would Dustin feel about that, do you think?
I'm not sure. I feel that he may not like that, or it might make him feel uncomfortable, but I feel confident that the result wouldn't be anything that would be uncomfortable or would be upsetting to him. But I think probably there's just some fear on his side of what that might look like, or what I might learn, or what she might say, you know, and not
about
necessarily him, but yeah. What if, you know,
yeah.
What if she says, I don't want him in my life and I have to relay that to him, or, you know, just that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's been hurt. Right. I mean, you know, listen, I grew up in a divorced family too, and I know it's not easy for the mixed marriages or the blended marriages. I just would encourage that. How is it with his son? How is he get along with your boys?
What's funny is his name is also Spencer. So we have two Spencers.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yep. So, you know, the part of me that really cares to make space for everyone's individuality has wondered what it feels like for them to not be an individual, as far as we have to call them a nickname or something, or they get confused of who we're talking to, you know. But I think they seem fine with that. But he is a good friend to my boys. But we don't spend a lot of time with him. He comes Wednesday evenings and Friday night to Saturday, but he has to return home Saturdays so that he's at church with his mom on Sundays. And that's just every other weekend.
Okay.
But he's been hard to connect with. And I have struggled with, is it me or is it him or is it both?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I keep, you know, trying to have conversations and get to know him more, but he just doesn't offer a lot there, which he's a teenage boy and I'm a new person in his life. Sure. So I don't blame him. Like, it's not his responsibility.
Right.
But I feel sad that I can't be more of a connected part of his life.
Yeah.
Because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
Like, in your life, I want to offer you like some substance or something that matters. I want you to feel like you can trust me and you can come to me, or whatever the dynamic might be. And we're still just kind of like on hi basis, you know?
Yeah, right. Very superficial. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So a couple things. And, you know, coming from that background, and first of all, I love your attitude about it. I really do. And, you know, step parents are not easy. None of it's easy. And I know there's listeners out there that grew up maybe with a stepmother, stepfather, or are a stepmother or stepfather. And it's not, it's hard at best. And, you know, I don't know. Did you guys have any premarital counseling on any of this?
No, not about blending family.
Okay. You guys just jumped in and fell in love and got married.
Oh yeah. You know, I'm always up for an adventure. So.
Yeah, you got one, right? All right. So, you know, you got to do some backfilling here, Sheila. And I think, you know, I don't want to confuse your time with your husband once a week on this business. I really don't. But I do think you guys should spend some time in discussing this as a family vision and how this is going to ultimately look. And maybe there's some counseling you can get in your church. Right. And I think there's, you know, I don't know how big a church you guys go to, but I'm sure, you know, they might have some kind of counseling of some sort, or seek out another married couple that's been through the stuff you've been through, but are 10 or 15 years down the road. Cause I think that really, really, really helps. And I love your attitude. You got a great attitude. The daughter's a big deal. The son, you know, that's going to come in time. Right. But I think maybe you and Justin, and do you think Justin would be open for you guys, you know, getting some marriage counseling or family counseling from somebody at church?
Yeah, he definitely is open to that. We just finished. We did the premarital counseling, even though we're already married, but we just went through that.
Good.
And that's actually opened up quite a bit of new conversation in areas that we definitely have not been discussing.
Okay.
And that's been like definitely a catalyst for us. Like even just the last 4 weeks we just finished. I already feel closer and more connected to him because we're talking about things. It also helped. Like I liked that things that I like might annoy him about me, they would talk about like women in general deal with this. So I felt like at least he knows it's not just me, you know, those kinds of things and vice versa as well, how men receive different communication and love and things like that. So but I think it's kind of like kind of put us on the same page more. But if we need more in depth, I think he's definitely willing. And I think you're right about the blended family part. We need to seek out some
of that. I think that's good. And, you know, and you guys are doing really, really good. And, you know, but, you know, a couple things just, and I know you're an athlete. I imagine Dustin's an athlete as well.
Yes.
Okay. So do you guys take care of your temple pretty well then? You guys are all about that exercise, eating right, you know, minimal alcohol, right?
Yes.
Which is good because it's really important. You know, it's really important to take care of that. You guys are young still, and you guys can, you know, you want to keep, you know, that, you know, that temple going as long as you can, especially if you want to do the humanities and the mission work that you want to do, which is really important. Plus you got a big family here, you know, they rely on you and you want to see your, you know, you know, the other thing too is, I'm going to digress just a minute here, but your children should probably also be in some kind of counseling at church, possibly if they're not in the youth group or with the deal. And maybe you already have done that for them because these blended marriages are hard on them as well. And they've got to deal with a lot of things. And I love that you guys have faith. And that's so catalyst. And that's the bedrock of this whole family. So, but have you thought about that, bringing them into some therapy as well and some counseling?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about that. We've done some in the past, just me and my kids, because we went through some trauma in past years.
Yeah.
It wasn't really successful. They didn't want to talk about it, but now they're older. So it's definitely time to revisit that.
Yeah, that'd be great. And, you know, at some point, what I would vision here, and I'll prophetically say this, I think I see the whole family getting together for, you know, monthly meetings, and that's, you know, the daughter too, and the whole blended family coming together, and really doing some cool stuff, maybe even going on mission trips together, which would be really cool. So, and I think that's going to happen. And I think the reason why that's happening is because of you, Sheila, that you are stepping into the space, and that Dustin's willing to step into the space, which I think he is going to help you guys get there. The money, you need to get your money right. Okay. And if you're $1,000 short a month, okay, that's not horrible, but that's not, but I want you to make up that tenfold, right? And so I want you guys to really concentrate on getting that at the same time, which, listen, you guys fell in love. You guys know what you did. You guys, you know, nobody held a gun to your head to get married. Yeah. And so you guys know, you know, the sandbox that you made is a confusing, difficult one, but you've got Jesus here. So Jesus is a God of order. Yeah. And so you have to have order, and you've got a lot of great things going for you here. You just have a few things that we need to get accomplished. And the first is getting your business and your money right. And however that looks. Now, look, let me just tell you this, too, with your ADHD going on. OK, this doesn't happen overnight. All right. OK, Rome wasn't built in a day. All right. So, you know, this and you're young. You're 39, 40 years old. He's 42. OK, you're not 92. All right. So you've got time to do this. And you got to put this together. And I would take off chunks at 90-day increments. And I would make an initial, and I would also make an initial, you know, reach out to his daughter. And however that looks, give him a heads up on this. Tell him what you're doing. You know, he might have some insecurities about it, but why? She's going to rat him out for being what? Okay. You know, you married him, you know him. Or you think you do anyway. And so, you know, say, look, you know, I'm not going to define your past. You know, and I assume he's a good husband. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And he's a provider. He gives you cover and he protects you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, So, you know, I think you've got a lot of great things going here. And so I love the process that you're in. And one of the things that I would say to you is to sit down there with him and get deep into this. And you might need an hour and a half, you know, meetings, you know, but I would be intentional in this and say, listen, let's give this a 90-day process, Dustin. Let's give this 90 days. Let's make a commitment that we're going to meet 1 hour a week or 1.5 hours per week discussing this deal, discussing this business. And I want to go at your pace and I want you to go at my pace. So we're going to have to come to a happy medium here and where we're both, we don't get 100% of what we want, but we get some of what we want. And yeah. And so we both need to die to ourselves and to, you know, you want it done tomorrow and he wants to think about it for the next, you know, millennial. Right. Yeah. So you guys need to have a little compromise here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So do you got any questions for me? I know I went after you pretty hard and fast, but that's okay. I think
that's okay. And I think you were just so thorough. I actually don't have any questions popping up at this time. You're really good at covering it. So,
well, I wanted to give you and our listeners an idea of how we do this. And normally, you know, what we do on our regular coaching deal, we do, you know, twice a week, you know, for an hour a call each week. But this gives you a start. And let's take a look at this and let's revisit this here maybe in 30 to 45 days. And we can touch base again and see how you're doing with this. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And if Dustin needs me to give him a little boost, you know, just give me his text and I'll give him a little boost.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I might take you up on that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'd love to meet Dustin. Is he ever going to come to NLE?
I've been trying.
Trying? We don't do nothing by trying. We either do.
Right? I know. Trying is really not. He's not said no. I'll tell you that. So I feel hopeful that at the time that's right for him, he'll be in that room.
It's all God's perfect timing. It really is. Right. Well, I'm really proud that you're ready to take yourself on. I'm proud that you're so coachable. And you have a lot of gifts to give out there, Sheila. And you've got your hands full. You do. But I think you're going into it wide-eyed and you understand it and you're accepting it. And so, you know, just let's get with this program. Let's come up with some mission, vision, risk tolerance. What does it look like? What's your 90-day goal? And the other thing, too, is you might want to come up, you know, and this is something you can bring in your sons and your husband's son as well, in coming up with a family motto. You know, and I think it's kind of fun for them to do. And you don't have to do it the first time, but, you know, over a period of time, let's come up with a family motto. I don't know if you guys have a group family text or not.
We don't currently.
I would put one in there. Let everybody be part of the family and, you know, and see, you know, add everybody in, and including your son, Dustin's son. And start coming together as a family. I think that's really important. And there's going to be some, you know, blowback and there'll be some pushback, but that's okay. Persistency and perseverance is the key. Yeah.
Yes.
Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Sheila. So listen, you're up in the state of Washington. Are you a football fan? Are you a Seattle Seahawks fan? What is your deal with the NFL? Anything?
With the NFL, I always say that Sean McVay is my boyfriend. So the LA Rams is my team. Come on. Only because I'm so impressed. He's younger than me. He's gone to the Super Bowl already. He's a phenomenal coach, and he's not bad to look at. So I give him a lot of credit, though. He's done really well in his, you know, he's like 36.
Yeah.
So I'm just impressed by that.
Yeah.
The Seahawks, I could take them or leave them because they're hot and cold, but I do have some Seahawks.
Yeah. Here. Well, I like that, you know, NFL, sister. That's awesome. You know, we're right in the middle of the season. Of course, I'm a Cowboy fan. They've been breaking my heart for 26 years. but one thing we are is loyal. And we got a lot of cardiologists around here. going. But yeah, I was glad the Seahawks beat the Giants last week. So that was good for me. Well, that's good. Well, you're an amazing woman, and keep on doing what you're doing. It's really good. Keep your focus on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. You're a great mother. You're a great wife. And I'm really proud that you're diving into this, and let's get out there and let's bring this thing out and have some intentionality. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, listen, you're all about next level, and I'm proud of you. So, you can do this, and, we're going to have some accountability on here. So we'll talk again. Is that good?
Okay.
All right. Yes. All right. Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Next Level Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share. For more resources to help you maintain your next level life, join our community at themichaelmcintyre.com.